fiscal year end. June 30, just to ruin you, the great wheel of quarters, turning whether you're ready for the lift or not. Every other client on your list closes in December, sensibly, along with everyone else's fiscal year. Except this one, the one that decided years ago that June 30th made more sense for reasons nobody at the current company even remembers, and now their year-end lands square in the middle of your actual busy season, like a wheel that turns against you on purpose. You didn't choose this timing, you just live inside it. This is fortune's wheel at the bottom of its arc, turning without asking your permission, indifferent to whether the timing suits you. There's no fixing this one. The fiscal year is what it is, the deadline lands where it lands, and the only real move is riding the low part of the cycle without pretending it's a personal insult. It isn't. The wheel just turns. You'll be back on top of it soon. What may cross your path? One client's off-cycle fiscal year end collides badly with your busiest stretch. A deadline lands at the worst possible moment relative to everything else on your plate. You catch yourself resenting a calendar quirk that isn't anyone's fault. The timing of the workload feels personally targeted, even though you know, logically, it isn't. Ride the inconvenient timing without taking it personally. The wheel doesn't know your schedule, and it isn't punishing you specifically. Your mantra, "This turn is inconvenient, not personal. I'll rise again,"